John Batchelor with Liza Mundy. Her new book is The Sisterhood, The Secret History of Women at the CIA. It is the summer of 2000. Again and again, the CTC, the Alex Station have been alerting that there's movement, there's information. There's reason to believe they're going to attack the United States, not overseas. It reminds me so much of how Roosevelt and his staff believed the Japanese were going to attack Singapore. They were not, didn't think that it would be attacking the United States. Who would attack the United States? This ragtag bunch that lives in caves. Well, Cindy Storer and Barbara Sood and Gina Bennett from State, and certainly Heidi August, who was running CTC for a moment at this point, recognized that they are not ragtag at all. They have the capability. And Liza, you can't change history. So the day of the attack, where everybody is and how they respond to it. What is their memory now? You've talked to all of them. What do they remember about that day?
They all remember being in the building when it happens, and they remember watching it on CNN. I mean, that's essentially how the CIA found out about the 9/11 attacks on CNN, even though, just as you say, that women had been warning, they had been writing about it, they had been trying to thwart it. And the CIA and the Clinton, then Bush administration, had been trying to figure out what they could do about bin Laden. Should we assassinate him? Should we try to kill him? Can we do that? What if civilians are put in danger? So there have been those conversations as well. But all the women are in the building, and they had this sense of sick inevitability, like it has happened. It's happening now. They watch it unfold. They watch the second plane. The first tower has been hit by the time CNN puts it on air, but they're all watching as the second plane hits the second tower, and they're watching, you know, an hour or so later as the towers fall. And they know too that the CIA has been a target. There's been a plot to fly a plane into the CIA, and CIA Director George Tenet sends the CIA workforce home. He evacuates the building because they know it's potentially a target, except for the counterterrorist center. So all the women stay at their post, and they recall knowing at any moment that a plane could plow through the building. And Barbara Sood has her back to the wall, and she knows that her husband is home. She has children, and she knows that her husband's safe and her children are safe. And then they resign themselves to whatever is going to happen, and they immediately have to start coping with the fear of another attack. And those of us who remember 9/11 so vividly remember that there was immediate fear that this was just the first wave and that there was going to be a second wave attack. So even as these women are dealing with a sense of failure, a sense of resentment that they hadn't been listened to, deep grief at the deaths of so many Americans, they have to start working 24/7, even harder, to prevent more attacks and to make sense of all of these reports that start coming in from all over the world about potential second attacks. And they have to figure out which are valid, which are not valid. You can imagine, because even as citizens, we were hearing all sorts of wild, potential attacks. And every city in the country thinks now it could be a target. And they have to sort through all of this. You know, they have to find the signal in the noise every day, because there's a lot of noise, and they're just traumatized, and they have to start to deal with the reckoning, with the congressional inquiry. You know, why didn't you warn us? Why weren't you compelling? Why didn't you connect the dots? Why didn't you write a big paper naming Al-Qaeda, when in fact Cindy Storer had tried to persuade her boss to let her write a major paper naming and describing Al-Qaeda as early as 1998, and could not, you know, get that okayed. So they have to reckon with an unimaginable series of emotions, as well as urgent assignments.
Yes, and now the targeting becomes a primary task of the CIA. Targeting meaning you've got to find these people wherever they are. They know about Afghanistan. There's a note, though, Liza, I thought it was significant in terms of the change of administration from the Clinton administration to the Bush administration in its first year, when there was briefing, the presidential daily brief, emphasizing Al-Qaeda's a threat, Al-Qaeda's a threat. The Bush team, many names, but we'll just say the Bush team, did not recognize a stateless terror organization as a threat. They were looking for a capital, a sovereign power, because that was something they could understand to go to war with.
That's correct. Yes. Yes. The Bush administration, many of them were old cold warriors, you know, or career long cold warriors. And they really this transition from the Clinton to the Bush administration was important. I mean, it was an important and not in a good way, in that a whole new team had to be convinced, national security team had to be convinced that this was a reality, that Al-Qaeda was a real threat. And, you know, and they had heard of established groups like Hamas and Hezbollah that had state backing from a government. But a shadowy network of fighters that didn't have an army, that didn't have their own technology, the idea that they could turn America's technology against itself and fly American planes into American buildings was something that the analysts were trying to, again, call attention to. But the Bush administration national security team, by and large, really could not get its head around this as a real important threat, or figure out what to do about it, because that was a lot of very difficult discussions about what to do.
The Clinton team had moments where it considered going after bin Laden. But there was always a concern, as you've said, about collateral damage. They hesitated, and I thought it was most instructive for you to mention the David Koresh fiasco, because there had been loss of children's lives when the FBI closed in on that encampment. And at the time, that was the imagination: if we try to take out bin Laden, we'll kill a bunch of children. Do I remember that correctly, Lyle?
Absolutely. That was one of Janet Reno, the first female, you know, attorney general. That was one of her first trial by fires, literally, was the botched standoff in Waco and the deaths of so many followers of David Koresh and the deaths of children. And so these Heidi, you know, reported to me, she was listening on the conversations, even once, you know, many people in Washington did understand the threat that bin Laden presented. There were all the question of, well, do we really know where he is? Because he was moving around a lot. If he's here now, do we know he'll be there tomorrow? If we bomb this hunting camp, who else will be killed? This question of civilian damage and collateral damage that is with us today.
Yes.
It's very difficult to address.
Let's go find bin Laden. The book is Liza Mundy, The Sisterhood, The Secret History of Women at the CIA. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.